Reading is a fundamental skill for success in school and in life. No matter how hard a teacher may try, there are always some students that have problems with reading skills or just never seem to get it and fall further behind other students. I'm speaking with administrators from Murray County, Georgia, about a K-12 program that is improving reading skills across all ages in their schools. Vicki Reed is the superintendent of Murray County Schools and has been a strong supporter of a scientific learning product known as Fast Forward, a computer-based individual instruction program for reading and language skills.
We have actually been using scientific learning products since 2010. Mm-hmm. We started the pilot with our high school students, then proceeded to go on down to our elementary levels. We have 11 schools in our county, and they are all using the Fast Forward products, scientific learning products.
Allison Oxford is the Director of Instructional Support Services and describes Fast Forward from the student's point of view.
When a student is assigned to a Fast Forward lab, they may go into the lab. They log on what we call under headset. They have headphones, and they have an individually prescribed reading program that supports memory, attention, processing, and sequencing skills, really brain fitness skills that are the foundational skills for learning to read. With Fast Forward, it's more exercises on auditory processing skills. They have to discriminate between very subtle skills. Sometimes it's the pitch of a sound. Sometimes it is letter sounds, beginning sounds, middle sounds, final consonant and vowel sounds. Some of it is matching, discrimination on matching with visual cues, all of those skills that support those pre-reading skills for our struggling readers. We use it with struggling readers, but it also has been shown to increase ACT scores by 100 points when used with students who are ready to go on to college.
That is the Fast Forward software, but we also use the Reading Assistant software. We start children out with the Fast Forward, but then we move them on up to the Reading Assistants. And Reading Assistants, of course, helps build fluency and comprehension.
And those do have passages with vocabulary checks, comprehension checks, many different kinds of reading skills that support each passage.
Now, with the headphones, of course, if you had a student that maybe had a little bit more difficulty hearing, they'd be able to control the volume and set it up so it'd be easier for them to hear. They work, I'm sure, with diphthongs and areas of language development that you might not get at home and you might not get as easily in a classroom, because you have this one-on-one time with the computer.
You do. And in addition to that, one of the things that we know about students who have difficulty reading is that often when they process sounds, the areas of their brain that process those sounds don't work quickly enough. So we have processing speed difficulties, especially with some of our students with learning disabilities. Auditory processing is a huge issue for them. So the computer program is able to elongate sounds like puh that the human voice cannot elongate without turning it into a vowel sound. So the computer system is able to keep that sound pure, and it really trains the brain to log that sound and hear it and recognize it as P, the symbol, and then to shorten the time that the child hears that till you get to a natural speech sound. And that way students are able to process the words of their teacher, the words of their peers. When they're reading out loud, their oral reading fluency increases because they're able to process those sounds through their hearing.
Language development is not necessarily just the written word. It is being able to comprehend instructions. When you're given a worksheet and need help with those instructions, it's not all about reading. Language comprehension is a necessary part of developing higher level cognitive functioning. How is this interplaying with your students? Are you seeing a difference?
Yes, ma'am. We have seen a difference. Of course, as with all schools, we have to administer the standardized test. We have seen improvement in the students who have been on the Fast Forward and Reading Assistant programs. Their Lexile scores are increasing, and so is their standardized test scores.
And with that, when we did the pilot at Murray County High School, our graduation rate was in the low 50s for the high school. After the Fast Forward intervention, we have increased our graduation rate to 94%. So we've seen a huge increase, and we interview students regularly about how they feel about the program, how it's helped them, the differences they see. And across the board, we hear students saying that they can attend better in class, that they can listen to the teacher and take notes at the same time where they weren't able to hold that language in their working memory. So it's increased their working memory. They're able to process information much more quickly in the classroom, so they're not missing instruction because they're not processing the written word or the spoken word quickly enough.
One of the inner results that we have, what we have spoken with students that had been surprising to us, is that they feel more confident in class, and so they participate more in class. So the program has actually built self-confidence in lots of kids. We have received lots of letters from children over the last few years thanking us for putting the program into their school and requesting that we provide the program to their siblings at the lower elementary levels.
As the progression of the program installation in the schools went on, who determines what students are given access to the materials and the computers? Obviously, you don't have enough for every child, and you don't have a need for every child.
We feel that all students can benefit from it. We do have one middle school who, 2 years ago, put every child through the program in some capacity. Some children got an 8-week experience, some an 18-week experience, some got a whole year based on their need. So we have tried to include all children. We've got a pilot program with the gifted class in an elementary school on reading assistant, and that is going very, very well. We are looking at working at the high school level to create a pilot for increasing ACT scores, SAT scores. So we are trying to reach all students. One of the things that we do, though, is we certainly target our struggling readers. We target those students first and provide the intervention to them. We even have a group of faculty members who have started an after-school group for their own children, because their children are not struggling and they wanted their children to have experience with Fast Forward. So they take turns in the afternoon supervising the lab with their own students. So it really has grown. People are requesting. We even have parents calling saying, gosh, you know, I'm not a very good reader and I know this has helped my child. How can I get involved? So we have lots of people in the community excited about Fast Forward.
We had a parent at one of our schools that simply could not read. Her son came home one day saying that he was going to quit school, going to go to work and buy him a car, and et cetera. And so she was desperately trying to convince him to stay at school. And she said, if I go to school every day and I get on the Fast Forward and I learn how to read, will you stay in school if I go every day? He agreed to those terms. And she had been using the Fast Forward program every day. Every morning she would go into the school and get on the Fast Forward program. And with tears in her eyes one day, she said to us that she could actually read most of a newspaper now. She said she used to call her mom and say, Mom, what's in the paper today? And have her mom read things for her. But now that she could actually read the paper herself, and her son stayed in school.
So you're increasing confidence, which also increases the interest in school, the ability to read, the ability to understand what other people are saying, providing the opportunity to be more successful in school, but also for the rest of their lives. The numbers are outstanding on completion of high school leads more likely to going on to college and sustaining better employment in the future. Have you seen a difference in your community?
We are a high poverty community. In our school itself, we have a 76%, almost 77% poverty rate. We have over 5,000 children that eat each day free or reduced. That was last year's statistics. But what I do know in our community is our community stands behind us in increasing children who graduate from our high school.
The Maury County School System funds these learning programs through grants. When I visited the Scientific Learning website, I noticed many of the activities at the younger levels seemed more like games than learning to read. The data shows that these programs are successful. Technology in the classroom is making a difference in Maury County schools. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.